With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump considers J.D. Vance the frontrunner for the 2028 Republican presidential nomination. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that story.
The president was asked if he believes that Vice President Vance is the heir apparent to the MAGA movement.
It's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job and he would be probably favored at this point.
He also said Secretary of State Rubio would be a strong consideration for 2028. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In his first half year in office, the president has repeatedly delivered for conservative Christians who form the bedrock of his Republican support.
The Trump administration has greenlit political endorsements from the pulpit and encouraged religion in the federal workplace. President Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees. His administration and his Supreme Court appointees have expanded areas for religious exemptions and expression in the public square. His faith advisor, Pastor Paula White Cain, proclaimed that in his administration, faith has, quote, been brought back to where it always belongs, and that is center. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A law enforcement official tells the AP that the Georgia man who opened fire Friday on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta had blamed the COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal. The 30-year-old shooter tried to get inside the CDC's headquarters but was stopped by guards. He then drove to a pharmacy across the street and opened fire. The official says the shooter had at least five guns. Four astronauts back on Earth after a five-month stay at the International Space Station. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Pacific off the Southern California coast Saturday, a day after departing the orbiting lab. Splashing down were two Americans, one Japanese, and one Russian astronaut. This is SRN News. Several elite U.S. colleges have made deals with President Trump's administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania have reached agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The Republican administration is pressing for more, citing the deal it negotiated with Columbia as a roadmap for other schools. Harvard is currently negotiating with the White House, even as it fights in court over taxpayer dollars it wants to hold on to. President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The Department of Veterans Affairs has posted the proposed rule change and opened a public comment period on it that runs through September 3rd. The department says in its proposal that it wants to ensure that, quote, it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. A major tourist attraction in North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains is about to be demolished.
The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end and buckled in several other sections. Two engineering firms conclude the bridge was beyond repair. The bridge was created in 2013 by volunteers who sought to transform the historic bridge into something beautiful. They now say they'll try to use pieces of the bridge in future gardens. Demolition will begin August 18th. Jason Walker reporting.
Sports news, baseball. Pete Alonso hit his 252nd career home run yesterday, tying the New York Mets team record. It was held by Daryl Strawberry for nearly 40 years. Alonso connected against Milwaukee Brewers starter Tobias Myers, starting off the second inning, 26th homer of the year. This is SRN News.